So we started yesterday Shin Bae's test. So some of you are not here. Quick review. So the Gemara in Zvachim lays down a rule called Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso. That means putting water on a beged is just putting water on a beged is an Isser Torah of Kibus Libun laundering. The Gemara there makes a distinction. There's a difference between leather and a beged. A beged is more absorbent. It's more sofeg. And this Isser is only by a beged, not by leather. The Gemara says leather, if you would rub it, then it would also be Isser. Maybe Isser in Torah. But in terms of just putting it in water, it will be mutter. Then Tosus asked the question, there are many, many Gemaras that talk about going into the water with your clothes on. So if any time you wet a beged, it's an Issa Daraisa of laundering, so how...
You walk through a river.
Yeah, how could you walk through a river for this purpose, for that purpose, for the other purpose, if it's an Issa Daraisa? So how does it get started? And they talk about going to the mikveh in your clothes. There's all sorts of Gemaras like that. So Tosus has two answers. One answer is this rule only applies if the beged is dirty. If the beged is clean, it's okay. And all those Gemaras you have to be talking about where clothing are clean. If the beged is dirty, so putting water on it will be an Issa D'Oraisa. If the beged is not dirty, then it will not be an Issa D'Oraisa. Maybe even be, I don't know if it'll be mutter in general, but when your purpose is to walk through the water, then it'll be mutter. That's the Re. Rabbi Natam says there's different ways of exposing a beged to water. There's something called cleaning and something called derech lichluch. For example, how do you dry your hands on a towel on Shabbos? You're laundering, you're cleaning the towel. You're putting water on the towel. And this is called derech lichluch. And the raya is take a white towel at a shul shalosh shudis. By the end of shalosh shudis, the white towel is not white anymore because it's derech lichluch. So what they're walking through water is considered derech lichluch. So if you're doing a derech lichluch, it's going to be mutter. And if it's not derech lichluch, it's going to be usher. Now we did see that there's another opinion that's even more machmir. How he understands the Gemara is not clear. That the Mechaber brings down. All right, we'll get there in a minute. Okay, so we had a whole introduction, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Tes, which we did yesterday, but I just gave you basically the introduction. So, Sif Tes, we spoke about the difference between leather and a beged. A leather, you can put water on leather, you cannot soak it in a cleaning solution, something that's made to clean, Economica, whatever, something that cleans leather, that you can't do, but to put it in water will be okay. But you can't rub it. Once you start rubbing it, then it's going to be awesome. Now, there is a discussion. That was one of these gigantic bir halachos. Hard leather versus soft leather. Hold on. So one very important point. Our leather nowadays almost always has stitching. There's chutim that sew up the leather. So we don't... Maybe there are examples. But basically, our leather is not pure. It's not pure leather. It has the stitching, and that stitching, those chutim, have the same problem as a din beged, and you can't wet that on Shabbos. So even if you have something that's leather, and in theory you're allowed to wet it to clean it just with water without rubbing it, it's still going to be a problem because of the stitching. So Lamaisa doesn't this heter of soaking or wetting leather doesn't really help. Now, again, there is a discussion about soft and hard, which comes up in this one of these gigantic bir halachas. Now, the other thing that comes up nowadays, which Chazal didn't have, what's the din of plastic? So there are those that want to say that plastic, polyester, well, polyester is absorbent.
Violin,
plastic is not absorbent.
Ayin piskechus.
Okay.
Kind of polyester.
Right, different synthetic materials. So, some want to say that plastic is, if it's hard, a table is not, we don't call it kibbutz when you clean a table. Cleaning dishes is not called kibbutz. When you're plastic, something that's soft, soft plastic, that's already questionable. Some say you can put water on it, but you can't rub it. Now, this is very nogea, because let's say a lot of people take the Shabbos tablecloth and cover it with plastic. Some people cover it with chad pami plastic, and then you just roll it up and throw it in the garbage, and you don't need to clean it. And then some people want to save money, and they have a plastic that you use every Shabbos, and then you want to start, you know, you get some, whatever, it gets dirty. So I saw one of the Sfarim brought down from Ramosha. I did not see it inside. Ramosha had a, since it's a Suffolk, it's a Shaila, how similar is plastic to leather? And leather is a little bit absorbent, and plastic's not absorbent at all. So he wanted to say that you could rub gently, but you can't rub strong. But that's something that's definitely, you know, yeah, that comes up when you, if you're reusing your tablecloth and you want to clean the tablecloth. So that's something that's, that is no gap. Okay, so the Mechaber, we saw yesterday in Sif Tess, he talks about, in the second half of the Mechaber, Aval Beget Sheyesh Alav Lichluch, Aser Afilu L'Shachshecho. You can't even put it in water if the beged has on it lichluch. Sounds like if the beged does not, is not, if it's a clean beged, then there's not going to be a problem at all. And then the Ramah goes on to say that ubeged she'ein alav lichluch mutter losis alav mayim mu'atim v'lo merubin shem yischor. There's a gzera not to wet something where you will be tempted to come and squeeze it out. We saw yesterday squeezing is a form of kibus. Now, this is only shayach to a beged that's not usually sitting in water. The shmata, the smartut, the things that you use for cleaning the floors and the towels, those things that are used for, you know, they're always wet, and you don't mind that it's wet. There's no gzeri going to be sochet, something like that. But there is a gzeri, if you use your shirt you don't want to be full of water, there's a gzeri on a regular beged not to get it wet. You shouldn't come to squeeze it out. So if the beged does not have lichluch, so to put a little bit of water on it, according to the shita, is going to be mater. But then the Ramah concludes, v'yesh osim b'chol inyan. There are those that aser b'chol inyan, because the heter is not that it's a clean beged. The heter is only if it's done derech lichluch. That's what Mishabura points out. Sifkata memches. Afilu bebegesh ain't a lav lichluch. Even if the beged is clean, there's still a din of shriyaso zehu kibuso. Hold on a second, Right, then, hold on. Then, look at Sifkata memches. This last sheet holds. Sifkata memches, the end of Siftes. Svilu, demadamin shriyasan zehu kibuson, that soaking it is laundering, who afil bebeged she'ain alav lichluch, even if the beged is clean. V'lachin afil b'mu'atin, even a little bit of water, asa mishum kibos, it's going to be asa, mikom akom. In the sinas mayim ala beged u derech lichluch, if the water is coming out derech lichluch, you're using it to dry your hands, shari, kamosha kasa b'sifyid ba'gaz, we'll soon see. V'yesh lochu sh'dei azu l'hachmer b'shal Torah, to shayla v'nissa d'araisa, and therefore, one should be machmer, even if the beged is clean, not to put it in water. Yes. Okay. No, that's only to be chayev. That's to be chayev. All chatzi shir asim in Torah. All those chiyuvim is just to be chayev achat, to be chayev kareis, chayev skila. The shir is only to be chayev a karm chatis. But pachos mikashir, chatzi shir is asim in Torah. It's also going to be asim. Look at the bir halacha she'ein ala she'ein. It's saying when there's no lichluch, it's going to be mutter. Ava kishi mishab bir halacha dibra masla she'ein. Ava kishi yesh alav lichluch, when the beged is dirty, I feel derech lichluch, even to, let's say, dry your hands. So there's a, I mean, yesterday we spoke out, there's a machlokes re Rabbeinu Tam toisus. Rabbeinu Tam wants to say if someone, the baby, wets the mother or the father, and now, you know, you have a problem davening, learning, saying brachos. So the Rabbeinu Tam wants to say, since Derech Lech Lecha is going to be mutter, wash your hands and dry your hands on your clothing where the baby wet you. And that will be Mevatel the Meiraglaya, that will be Mevatel the urine, and then you're allowed to daven. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri says he heard from the women that Rabbeinu Tam mattered it. And Tosus doesn't like it. Right? Because you're not just being Mevatel Halachuki, you're also cleaning it.
You can
okay.
Wash your hands again.
Wash your hands again. You keep going. Right. It's aroma. So they say from Rabbeinu Tam it was okay, and the Tosus does not like it. So this Bir Halacha, the Masla She'ein, says like this. Now I don't know how that works with the towel, meaning the towel, the whole shul sharing the towel. The towel is not so clean after the first few people use it. So now, but we don't see that when the rest of the people use it, it gets cleaner. It just gets dirtier and dirtier. But the Bir Halacha here wants to say, if the beged is dirty, so according to the shita, you're not allowed to wash your hands and dry them on the dirty beged. Not so clear. The Yishlama, the Derech Lichluch, Lukuli Amashori, you can say Derech Lichluch is going to be mutter according to everybody. Okay, let's see Sifyu. Harochet Yadav told the Nagvan Bakoch Zubazul Hasim Hamamayim Kfi Choto Kodem Sheikan Chebamap. A person washes his hands before he dries them. So we said we're going to see drying on the towel, you're wetting the towel. Isn't that a problem? Well, Derech Lichluch is not a problem. But there's a sheet that holds even Derech Lichluch is going to be a problem. Now, how they understand the Gemara, all those Gemaras walking in water is not so simple. But here the Mechaber is choshish for the Shita, sort of. He says it is good to do your best to get the extra water off your hands, and only then dry your hands on the towel. So that you're drying it with less water than otherwise. Mishabos have got the mem test. This is only tov. It's a good thing to do. Aval midina meikra din shari the shtei deos hanal ba'aga lekanei abamakamo shekosov ba'aga meikra din, it's going to be mutter according to both opinions. According to one opinion, only if the beged is dirty is it aser. According to the other opinion, derech, only if it's not derech lichluch is it going to be aser. So he says it's good to get the excess water off your hands. Who could they lost his gam dasa yesh machmirin that he wrote at the end of the Hagdama sifkatan lamid tes. This really the bechol gavne erin shriyas zel kibuso, because there's a third shita, the most machmir opinion holds we always say shriyas zel kibuso. You can never put water on a baguette afshu derech lichluch, even if it's derech lichluch. So how could you dry your hands at all on the towel? Ela dimu ma'amayim, if it's just a little bit of water, sobering the embazah mishum chshash kibus. Then we don't worry about it. Ach mishum de'ena no bikine is a mikri ma'at. So if I do shake off the water off my hands, I don't shake off the water off my hands, how much water is going to be on my hands after I wash? So we don't know what's called ma'at. Lekach kosu d'minik koshish yinagib yodav b'kosh. That's a good minute to, you know, rub your hands against each other to get off as much water as you can, and only then to use a towel. To have as little water as possible, because the choshish that even though it's derech lichluch, it's still going to be also because of shriyaso zeu kibuso, putting any water on a beggar. Again, this sheet is very hard to fit into the Gemaras, where they're walking through water. Plenty of water over there.
Yeah, but my purpose is not to get it.
Right, even though it's not your purpose. Right. They talk about mochash. Yeah, it's chagul for psikresha.
No, it's, I think why it's not similar. I'm going out from home and it's raining outside and I'm squeezing.
Saying, how could you walk outside?
Yeah, I was just going.
Forget about your sock. How can you walk outside in the rain? Bechlau.
Yeah.
According to the Shita. I don't know, is that Derech Lichluch? Probably.
Yeah, Lichluch, you can't stop.
I assume it is Derech Lichluch, but he's saying Derech Lichluch is Atzer. I don't know. Yeah, they'll say, because there's no other way to do it. You can't Atzer walking outside, which we already said that once. But over here, you can go like that and get the excess water off your hands. Again, this is like a Das Yochid, Machmir opinion that the Mechaber just brings down as a Tov Lenagid. Okay? Hagah. The Yesha Kasu the Ein Lachush Hazeh. The Rambam says, those who say, don't worry at all about the third Shita. The Lo Amirin Shriyas Begin Zel Kibuso Bechia Gavna. We don't say Shriyas Zel Kibuso in such a case. The Ein Zerak Derech Lichluch, because drying hands on a towel is Derech Lichluch.
fucking
okay, the Derech Luch Luch is going to be mutter. Mishmer Sivkata Nun Aleph, Sheyadav Miluch Lachot. I guess time hands are kind of dirty. Umetanif Mesamapa. Then when you dry your hands on the towel, you are dirtying the mapa. Vidavka Mapa Vachayotu Shein Derech Lachakbir Al Mayim Atzfuchim. That's only if you don't care about being a lot of water on the towel. It's the towels you don't care. But if you want to dry your hands on a shirt, and usually you don't want your shirt soaking wet, so and the derech is lahakbid b'chol amim avluim bo. Also, mitam shemay yovel deschita. So to put a lot of water on your shirt is going to be also. It shouldn't lead to schita. Kamo shikatzu v'shin alef me'avol. Can't cause a magarav. Mayim pri megalim shachria. The dafke b'mayim merubim. As long as there's a lot of water, but b'mayim watim, just a little bit of water. When you dry your hands, it's not like you're now wetting the beged to the point where you can squeeze it out. So mayim watim kamo shematzu yadei sipugai yadayim, which is what you have when you dry your hands. Lo chalishin eschita klal. So there's no fear of schita at all. It's not going to be wet enough at all. The chaim pasuk eli rabbi toses shabbos lahakel b'sipu gaidaim ayin sham tamayo aval in nishbach mayim al shulchan mechayotze bo. So now is a lot of water. It's also derech lichluch. We could say amo also can't come bebeged shemak b'lovim mayim rubim shema yavo l'day tzchita. So if it's a towel which we're not afraid you're going to lead to tzchita, you don't care about it getting wet, so you can use the towel. Oh, you're cleaning the towel. It's not called cleaning. It's called derech lichluch, and it's going to be mutter. Right, so drying the floor, drying the table, drying the chairs, that's all a lot of water, maybe, more than you're going to have on your hands after you wash your hands. So there might be a problem of Shema Yovel Idei Tzchita, but only if it's a beged that you're makbid on, and the smartuts and the towels and those things, we are not makbid on. But that would be mutter. What about wetting it? Shriyaso Zeu Kibuso, soaking it, putting water up. Exposing it to water is like cleaning it. No, that's all here. If it's done derech lichluch, it's going to be okay. So that's the first shita over here in the Ramah. Again, Hagav Yishikasatein Lachlus. Is that the Lo Armirin Shrias Begazel Kibusa B'chei Agavna? The Ein Zerak Derech Lichluch V'chei Nogin. V'lachein Mutu LeNagiv Yadu BeBegech Hita Bo Tinok Mei Raglayim Kedei LeVatlon She'Ein Zerak Derech Lichluch Ba'Alma. So here he's bringing down this Rabbeinu Tam, that he can dry his hands on where the baby wet him in order to be allowed to daven. The Nagev Yadu, Shinotu Yadu B'mayim, he washes his hands, and then Menagma B'abegin, and then he dries them on the place where the baby went. What if the baby didn't just wet him, but Mamish got him dirty with Tzoa? So then everyone agrees it's Asa. Asa la'avir afi ha'idei nigav ha'idayim. Then everyone agrees it's going to be Asa. Da'af ha'bishu derech lichluch, even though drying hands still called derech lichluch, mikom akum kibusu, that's still called cleaning the beged. That beged hayam miluchlach yoter mikode v'ata ma'aviro. Because the beged, when it has so on it, is mamish dirty, and even though you're doing a derech lichluch, the beged's coming out cleaner than it was before. Oh, but what about with the meraglayim? It's also coming out cleaner than it was before. No, mashenki meraglayim, emos, kukach, the meraglayim itself is not so disgusting like tsoa. The gamsham ematir and elemshim de kavanah, so raki de levatnav lechabes ulelabe in a beged. His kavanah is not to clean the beged, his kavanah is just to be mavatal the shame meraglayim. So you'll be able to learn daven and say brachos. Okay, it's like a very sounds like a dangerous tightrope. Mishmas have got the nun dalid. Kedei levatlam v'tuchal l'espal l'varech, and then you can make brachos and daven. Ukagon shemera glayim muatim, has to be very little mera glayim. I think it's a Bach over there. They Yosef himself. They discuss over there in the tour. Yosef Bach. That really, usually, the official halacha is you need a revias to be mevat al meraglayim. You're obviously not going to get a revias of water here. They're saying, no, it's really absorbed. It's not a lot of meraglayim. If it's meraglayim sitting in a pool, you need to pour in a revias. Here, it's just a little bit. So that's what the Mishnah is pointing out now. Kugon she meraglayim muatim. Kamo she aderech lahata bebigdor shem utafbo. The ain knows the baby is wearing his old-fashioned cloth diaper. So it's not like if the baby's not wearing a diaper, so there's a ton of meraglayim. So that's not going to be enough to be mevatel the meraglayim. The baby is wrapped up in the old-fashioned cloth diaper, but a little bit goes through onto the mother. The ain ozel the beggar ain kim tibas davar ma just a little bit the sagi the valley bikinuch yadayim and then you can easily be mevatel just by drying your hands. My name is Simon Zion. Mishabrisiv katan Zion. That's all discussion about meraglayim.
No one says anything about the meraglayim isn't really ba'en, and the
So that is from Hilchos Krishma, meaning how if it's totally absorbed, then it's not a problem. How much, how wet does it have to be? Tofeach amenaslat tfiach. That's a whole discussion. So Mishmas have cut done. Alright, so he says you're allowed to dry your hands. I will also mamash you can't pour water on there. You can just do this derech lichluch trick, the mavatel, the little bit of meraglayim to kedavin. That's also discussed within the Beis Yosef. Let's say you put the beged down and you want to wash, you know, the negavas on top of the beged. So he says that you can't do. Even though now the water is coming off my hands, it's considered shovchim. So it's not really dirty water. That water is ra'oi to be cleaning clothes. Even though my kavan is not to clean the baggy, rak levatl and erag laim, so I can daven, become all come sick ratio, the shiazo, zeu kibuso. Vilachin tov, shalodi kachtinok, becheko, beshabis, imlo, alkar, penyashtin, from the Sefer Hasidim. So it is, the best thing to do is not to get into that situation. Not, we had this already also with the hat. Don't put your hat somewhere where it's going to fall into the dust. And according to Rashi, to dust it off is going to be an Issa Daraisa. Take care of your stuff with Chachila, Chachamina Barosho, that you shouldn't come to a situation where you are going to be tempted to be over on all different types of kibbutz. That's why I think that to cover the table with a chad pami plastic, even though a lot of people frown, in America especially, they frown upon it. It's not nice, not mechubad. I think there's a very strong basis in halacha to do that, because when your fancy tablecloth gets a little bit of red wine on it, the balabasta gets very nervous and is very tempted to take out that stain, which is for sure nisa daraisa, according to everybody. So cover the table with a plastic, and then you don't have to worry about it. So according to what we're saying over here, that everyone agrees that if it's a dirty baguette, that shiyas is zeu kibuso. You have clothing sitting somewhere in a bowl. You can't put any water in there at all, because that's dirty clothes. And according to everyone, that's going to be an issur d'oraisa of shriyas zeu kibuso, of washing the clothes in shabbos. Unless they're already totally immersed in water, the water is above the level of the beged. Mistava de mutter, then maybe you could pour this, you could probably pour the water in, because the water is not doing anything; it's already submerged in water. The koshkin shizor shalato beged lamayim, certainly can't throw a beged into water. V'lachin harochets tinok lo yosim begadav v'mayim. If you're washing a baby, don't put his clothing into the water. Okay, Mishmas have got the nevav. You can't put water on the beged to be mevatel. The only heter might be if you're drying your hands, but not to pour the water in straight. Okay, it sounds like from the Ramah that he's making like Rabbeinu Tam to do this trick, right, with drying the hands. Okay, after bottom line, I have to get back to tomorrow about that, do a little bit more homework. Okay, so bottom line, the way I like to say it over, the washing machine has three cycles. First, it fills up with water. Shriyasu zeu kibuso. There's an issa daraisa of putting the clothing in water.
That's all his opinion.
If it's dirty. What? Everyone agrees. If the clothing is dirty. The clothing is dirty. Clothing is dirty. Clothing is dirty. It was dirty. Whatever. Then there's shifshuf. It goes back. You put in the detergent and the machine goes back and forth. That's also an issa daraisa. Right? To rub out the dirt. Then it fills up with water again to get rid of the detergent. And then a spin cycle is not just so that it doesn't come out soaking wet, but in halacha we believe that the schita is also part of the kibbutz. The lashon of Rambam brought down in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Tes is. What it says. Haschita gam came in tzarchei kibusu. So the three, the thrones and the washi, the filling it up with water, and the rinse cycle, whatever, shifshuf, and then the spinning, all, each one is a separate isadaraisa of laundering the clothes on Shabbos. And then we get into the details of the clothing are, you know, derech lichlo, using the towels, everything we discussed, and the begging is clean. Okay, those are two opinions and places, how to handle all the Gemaras that talk about going through the water on Shabbos with your clothes. And then we had Machokas Rabbeinu Tam Ri, which Ramah seems to go the Kula like Rabbeinu Tam, and Lalach L'maisa, I have to get back to you tomorrow.